four cases under old business, and Madam Secretary, read the first one.
Okay, case number 11,044, Deborah Seifert and Stella Greenberg. This was in Angola by the bay, and this was left open to have testimony from the applicant.
Oh.
And I have a copy. We have an affidavit. Jamie, did you?
Yeah, I received an email from Mr. Myers, the attorney for the applicant today. Mr. Myers is here. The applicant, which I believe Ms. Isaacs is sending down, the main quote, and it is signed and notarized, it was signed by Deborah Seifert, appears to have been notarized in Pennsylvania. There are...
Do you have a copy?
Four
I do.
Numbered paragraphs with it that are being circulated. My understanding from Mr. Myers is that Ms. Seifert could not be here today, but this affidavit, as you'll see, appears to confirm the presentation of Mr. Myers as being true and correct. And there are some additional comments that have been made in that affidavit, which the board may wish to review. And Mr. Chairman, the record is still open on this one, so we do need to make sure that I don't know if Ms. Isaacs has received anything else in this matter, or if there's anyone here that's for or against, but we need to make sure that we give those folks an opportunity to speak as well.
I have not received any testimony.
Okay. Nothing?
No.
Okay. Then we'll make sure there's no one here there, or ask if there's one here. Is that your chamber?
Yep.
You best. Okay. In reference to case 11,044, everyone had the chance to see the affidavit?
No, I've got it right now.
I'll make sure John gets it and read it. And haven't been said. I'll see if anyone's here. And in regards to case number 11,044, is there any persons here that may be in favor of this application? Any testimony? Is there anyone here that would be in opposition to case number 11,044? Chair, hearing none, and everyone had the chance to review and read the affidavit? There's no further discussion. Chair will entertain a motion.
As a chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,044 for the following reasons. That the shape of the lot is 70 foot in the front and concave and going to 194 in the back. That's the uniqueness of the property. Let's see. Also, the hardship was not created by the applicant. This is in the process of being bought. It was a previous owner. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And the request of variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,044. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,044 is approved at this time.